Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA. Another week of high school basketball getting set for midseason tournaments. Talking Frankfort basketball with boys head coach Ben Steinlage. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies. Also, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, your team sitting at 5-3, coming off a loss on a Tuesday to Wetmore, 50-43, and Cardinals pretty scrappy team. Can you kind of take us through that ball game and what's transpired on Tuesday?
Yeah, we knew coming in that they were a good squad. I mean, they took Hanover to the wire, and you know, if it wasn't for Hanover hitting a couple threes late there, you know, probably would have beat them. And you know, I had Clyde at the wire, almost beat Axel. So you know, they were scrappy, and they had you know, arguably a tough schedule, probably you know, through eight games as anybody in the league. So you know, we knew it was going to be a battle, and you know what it was. We got had a real poor start to the first quarter, and we're chasing 8 points, 10 points there early, and you know got tied up or ahead there, kind of midway through the second, and then didn't have a very good ending to the second quarter, and came out and just kind of essentially played even with them in the second half. We did a pretty poor job against the press, and kudos to them. They were active, and they hit a bunch of shots. And they're a scrappy team. We've got to fix some things, obviously, here in terms of execution and just kind of being tougher in general.
Pressing up really on the halfway point of the season, we got the TVL tournament coming up this weekend. We'll kind of talk about that a little bit here in just a moment. But when you look at where your team's at right now, is there something specific that kind of stands out that's a positive? And as you're kind of moving forward down the home stretch here, what's one thing or two that you're really looking to kind of hone in on, improve, as we do hit that final stretch?
Yeah, I thought we won some games there before Christmas that, you know, maybe we didn't have the right to win, if that kind of makes sense. We didn't play well, but we showed some fight, and we found ways to win those games. And, you know, we head into break, I think we were 4-1 or, you know, whatever it was at break, and kind of feeling good about ourselves in terms of, we knew we didn't play perfect or to maybe where we could have played standard-wise, but we found ways to win. And you know, since break, you know, ran into a buzzsaw there with Hanover and ran into a good Wetmore, a good Wetmore team there last night. And we've got to do a better job of defensively, you know, securing rebounds, putting a body on people and boxing out and being physical with our box outs. And offensively, we have to be better at taking care of the ball. We do a pretty decent job of attacking the paint and getting paint touches. But on the same side of that, we do a pretty poor job of finishing around the rim. And so some of that is, and I go back to the toughness thing, we got to be more physical, and we've got to have more of a toughness mindset in terms of finishing around the rim and the boxing out stuff moving forward.
TVL tournament starts this weekend. It's a very big tournament. It's one of the more interesting tournaments really in the state, with obviously with how many teams and how many games are played, and it really takes a full week to complete. How is it kind of coaching in this and the way it's set up and how games are played and just kind of the difference it is to obviously see all these teams that you're familiar with, but seeing it in a tournament style more so than just a normal regular season game?
I think it's great. You know, I was fortunate enough to play in it when I was growing up. And, you know, I think it does a really good job of preparing you for potentially a postseason run. You know, it kind of, it's hard to hide in the TVL tournament. You know, you may have a high seed, and you know, schedule-wise, may have not played as hard a schedule and be ranked higher, and you get in some action where you're playing some teams that records may not be as good, but they have played a tougher schedule. So it's we talk about how much of a grind the TVL is just on a night-to-night basis on regular league schedule, and you convince that to a week tournament, and it really shows what you're made of, and it, you know, hopefully you can get hot and play well. And you know, we kind of have a little bit of a luxury playing at home this year, but you know, it's fun. It's kind of fun. There's always a great atmosphere, and the games are always fun to watch too. So looking forward to it, and hopefully our guys are as well.
Ben Steinlage, boys basketball coach for Frankfort, joining us here on our Locker Room Chats presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Wildcats get set for the TVL tournament, which begins this weekend. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time, as always, and we will talk to you again next week.
No problem. Thanks for having me.